When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
Mark 16 chapter, what do we see? 10th verse, and she went and told them that had been with him as they mourned and wept. What a sad day it was when they said, alas, he's gone. The Lord is gone. He is buried. The chapter is closed. This reversed everything for them. Their whole mode of thinking had to be changed. You see, the resurrection means that. Your whole direction and mode of thinking has to be totally reversed, put in the right direction. Not in the wrong direction. As they mourned and wept. You see, put yourself in those people's shoes. You had followed Jesus for 3 years, and you had listened to his teaching, and you have been enriched by all the wonderful works that were done around you, and then suddenly a vacuum. He's gone. But the king is gone. You see, the throne, as far as they were concerned, was empty. The king is gone. And then the message comes to them. 11th verse. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. You know, my dear friends, now I have before me a book by Charles Finney. I picked this up in London in our bookstore. And anything written by Finney is full of meaning, and his logical mind brought the gospel to people in such a way that all the intelligentsia in those cities, doctors, judges, attorneys, all of them would turn to the Lord. Today, you know, it is imagined in this very country that it's only for weak minds. The gospel is only for weak minds. Tomorrow morning, when some of you are sitting at your desks, and your work either keeps that company going or there is going to be a great shortfall in the company's product. Now, we never think of ourselves in that same manner when it comes to the gospel. If I don't do my part, then there is going to be a shortfall. We never think that way. You tell your officer tomorrow or your boss tomorrow, oh, fine, I'll just sit at my desk and do nothing. I'll draw my paycheck, but, some of you fellows can manage the rest. You can fill in for me. You know, you would be sacked on the spot. That is, you'd be fired on the spot. In British English, you would say you'd be sacked. Hey, you're no team player. How can anything run? How can the team operate? You're not a team player. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ was producing a team. And when you look at the people in that team, you would say, hey, this is not leadership quality here. I came up with a very big executive in an English company. And they were producing a lot of things and so on. And I said, I've got someone here who is a very good man, a fine character. Would you interview him and give him a job? Oh, he said, send him on. And after checking, he said to me, he does not have the leadership material, not the executive material. That's not there. So though he respected me, yet in all good conscience, he could not give him that big job that involved so much. You see, now think of the Lord Jesus Christ entrusting these 11 people with such a huge responsibility. Go ye into all the world. 15th verse. Go ye into all the world. You know, my dear friends, I could have sat very comfortably enjoying the fruit of my many years of labor. And people, in fact, would love to keep me in some corner of the earth. But the command is, go into all the world. Not to win dollars, not to just be comfortable, to feel that I have arrived. No, the go, go, go which Jesus gives, it is a dynamic spirit. The go, 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 it never dies. Even when you are put in the coffin, I don't know what it would be like to be put in the coffin. I nearly came close to it many times. But sometimes I say, I feel, hey, after I'm put in the coffin, perhaps I would suddenly sit up and say, come on, I want to go. Well, that's wishful thinking, you may say. But a go which never dies. It is amazing. How do you pick a man from the sheepfold like David? Who would ever think of a little David whom his father, Jesse, did not fancy at all? In fact, when he lined up his sons before the prophet Samuel, when Samuel came to anoint the next king of Israel, you know, the father did not even bother to call for David. Hey, this fellow is out of the count. Maybe some of you have counted yourself that way. I'm out of the count. I don't have this material that is required. You know what Prophet Samuel said? Is there no one else? Yes, I have a boy who is taking care of the sheep. He is away with the flocks. Well then, we will not sit down to dinner till he comes here. My job cannot be finished, and I will not sit down to dinner. You see, my dear friends, we sometimes defer the things of God. Doesn't make much sense to me. Our time is so limited, and our years pass so quickly. Already to think that 3 months of the new year, you know, we were celebrating the new year just a few days ago, it looks like, and already 3 months, a quarter of the year is over, and we are well into the second quarter. When we look at life that way, and there is no time to be lost, then there is no way of deferring or dithering at the start line. Suppose when the sprinters are ready to go and they're all poised, you see one of those star sprinters turning around and joking or asking for a bowl of ice cream. What would you say? This fellow has lost his head. What is he dithering at the start line? On your marks, get set, and the pistol or the gun is ready to go off, and you have got to start. That's not the time to dither. Actually, in life, you know, there is a dithering, procrastinating spirit. I see it as a strong spirit which the devil uses. You see? But think of this. A broken, mourning bunch of people moping inconsolably. Think of Jesus Christ appearing in the midst. The message has come, but they did not believe it. Now the person is here. You see, that is the wonderful thing about the gospel. It is not just a doctrine. It is a person. What would you say when Jesus is standing before you? No, you're not Jesus. You're not risen. Would you dare say that? Let us pray. Let us tell God, good Lord, I want to take my Savior. I want to take of His fullness. I am poor, I am unbelieving, I am fearful. I am weeping for the toy shop. I don't seem to see Him who is seated on the throne, who tells me, be not afraid. Save us, Lord, we pray you. We ask in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all His wondrous love and care.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan 48178, or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.